forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska.
Bright sunshine this afternoon with a high of 56. Southwesterly winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Clear skies again tonight, lows level off around 37. 62 tomorrow, mainly clear.
Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Currently, it's 50.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Grace Hall. Records with the Shawnee County Department of Corrections shows Tramell M. Serrano was booked on December 1st on the charge of murder in the second degree. His bond is currently set at $1 million. His next court appearance is scheduled for December 14th. Serrano was found by Kansas City, Kansas police on November 29th. He was being sought by law enforcement for the shooting death of Jackson Danner, Topeka's third first homicide victim. A Kansas man was sentenced to 5 years in prison for having firearms while dealing with illegal narcotics, as according to the United States Attorney. According to court documents, Alexander Schultz, 36, of Wichita, pleaded guilty to one count of possession of a firearm in furtherance of a drug trafficking crime. In February of this year, Sedgwick County Sheriff's Office learned that Schultz was selling narcotics at a hotel in Wichita. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
What exactly does it mean to strive? To us, it's the only real way to achieve. To strive is to be driven, to put yourself out there, far from safe spaces and comfort zones, to take all the right risks and fearlessly embrace change, seeking to accomplish what others call impossible. Strive, a bold visionary banking mindset backed by the experience and responsive resources to help accomplish your impossible. Strive, it's how you achieve.
Are you looking to grow your ag land portfolio? Take a look at these two 80-acre tracts located in central Reno County near Abbeville, Kansas. These tracts will sell on public auction Wednesday, December 6th at 10 a.m., and the auction will be held at the South Hutchinson Community Center at 101 West Avenue C in South Hutch. For more information, go to floydsells.com or call 620-532-1887. Brought to you by Floyd Auction and Real Estate, your hometown auction and real estate professionals.
According to the Barton County Sheriff's Office, sheriff's deputies were dispatched to a reported injury on U.S. 56 southwest of Great Bend at Dundee just before 8 o'clock in the morning on Monday. Investigation at the scene indicates that a 2011 Honda Accord operated by Aaron Gonzalez, age 19, of Kinsley, was eastbound entering a curve. It appears the Honda crossed left of center, striking a 2010 Ford F-250 Super Duty pulling a trailer operated by Israel Soto, age 38, of Hutchinson. Gonzalez was transported to the Great Bend Airport, where he was taken by aircraft to a Wichita hospital with serious injuries. Soto, as well as two passengers in the F-250, sustained minor injuries. The Topeka Police Department responded to reports of a shooting involving multiple people on Tuesday just after 9:30 at night in the 7300 block of Southwest 26th Street Court. Officers determined it was a false report. Anyone with information about this is asked to call Shawnee County Crime Stoppers at 785-234-0007. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
As a business owner, you work hard to make a profit. Earning a living and supporting your family is always on your mind. At Blue Valley Insurance, we can help you lower your business expenses by finding the right insurance coverage at the best rate to protect your investments. Our agents have many years of experience handling all types of insurance policies, including commercial insurance. We have offices in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville. Put us to work for you. Blue Valley Insurance.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Trace Tall. More information on a weekend homicide has been released as an Aurora man has been formally charged. Caleb Barnett, 29, is charged in Hamilton County Court with one count of first-degree murder, two counts of first-degree assault, and three counts of use of a deadly weapon during the commission of a felony. According to an arrest affidavit, around 1:20 a.m. on Saturday, the Aurora Police Department responded to the 100 block of Fairview Drive after receiving a report of a subject with a knife and blood everywhere. The affidavit also says that a juvenile told officers that Ross Nicholas, 48, was dead in a downstairs bedroom. The Buffalo County Sheriff's Office has released the name of the one fatality in a rollover crash 7 miles just north of Miller, Nebraska. The rollover happened at approximately 12:15 a.m. Tuesday on Highway 183. The fatality victim has been identified as Brock Smedra, 47, of Miller, Nebraska. Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Ho, ho, ho.
Toppers Plus Truck and RV has gift ideas for the truck owner on your Christmas list. Toppers Plus is Wichita's exclusive Lear dealer for truck caps and tonneaus. Plus, we're your authorized Rhino Linings dealer, the leader in sprayed-on truck bed liners. Ride to Grandma's house in style this season with new floor mats by WeatherTech. You'll find stocking stuffers and gift certificates for the truck enthusiasts on your list at 333 Northwest Street in Wichita or toppersplusks.com.
Make the truck work for you.
News happens quickly across the region, and you need to stay in the know. That's when you turn to us. Join me, Felix Johnson, with your Mid-American Network News. We're here for you all day to give you the latest news, information, and local stories from across Kansas, Oklahoma, Nebraska, and beyond. From the latest at the state capitol to stories in your community to highway closures, community events, and much, much more. The Mid-American Network is here for you.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. In August, USD 115 Yamaha Central, USD 380 Vermilion, and USD 335 Northern Jackson Heights requested the Kansas State Board of Education appoint a mediator to assist in settling a land transfer dispute between the districts and USD 113 Prairie Hills. The desired outcome of the mediation process is an amicable redrawing of school district boundaries that more accurately reflect school enrollment trends in the region. As part of the mediation process, as required by the State Board of Education, the districts will be conducting a survey of landowners in certain parts of USD 113. Purpose is to objectively solicit and document a landowner's preference with regard to their land either staying with USD 113 or being transferred to an adjacent school district. The assignment of land to any one district impacts the allocation of school district resources and voting rights. Landowner surveys will be conducted via telephone. Only landowners in certain parts of Nemaha, Jackson, and Brown counties will be contacted. Because survey responses will help inform the mediation process, participation is important and encouraged. Vermilion, among nine Kansas communities recognized with the 2023 Community of Excellence Award from the Kansas Community Empowerment at Kansas State University. An extension of the PRIDE program, the honor allows grant opportunities during a three-year period to address community needs. Vermilion is joined by Highland, Lakin, Leonardville, Oldsburg, Russell, and Wakefield. Pottawatomie County authorities investigating the reported theft of five Black Angus cattle from an 80-head herd in a pasture near Onega in the 17,000 block of Onega Road. Reported November 17th, it could have been stolen any time from early May through early November and were branded left hip with white ear tags. Their calves were not taken. Anyone with information is asked to contact the Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office. Marysville Chamber and Main Street invites youngsters to visit with Santa at his house on the Kester Block Wednesday and Thursday evenings, 5 until 7. Sunday afternoons, noon until 3, now through December 21st. Blue Valley Technologies' annual Giving Tree campaign is underway, and you can lend a hand to a neighbor in need this holiday season. Pick a gift request for a family or child from the Giving Tree at their home city offices or any of several other locations throughout the area, including banks in Marysville, Beatty, Blue Rapids, and Vermilion, as well as Axta Lumber, Riverside Market in Blue Rapids, Post Office in Centralia, United Methodist Church in Frankfort, Mose in Lynn, and Community Memorial Healthcare in Marysville. You can contact Blue Valley Technologies direct or email GivingTree at BlueValleyInc.net. Gifts for recipients are due back by Monday, December 11th.
For the life that's well remembered, and only the best will do. Cornerstone Granite Industries has the monuments right for you. We have the full range of choices and the best values through and through. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you. Like a young boy turns to daddy to swing a bat and ride a bike. Like a young girl turns to mommy to brush her hair just right. Like the wisdom in grandfather's eyes, the perfect gifts that grandma buys.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with our highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s. South winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Clear skies overnight tonight with our lows in the lower 30s and lower 40s. More sunshine throughout Thursday, a bit warmer with our highs in the mid to upper 60s. South winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Then mostly clear skies into Thursday night with our lows in the mid to upper 30s. Partly sunny skies into Friday, a bit cooler with our highs in the mid-50s and lower 60s. North winds between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Then a slight chance for some rain showers into Friday night, staying partly cloudy with our lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. North winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Sunshine with a slight chance for some rain and snow into Saturday with our highs in the lower 40s. North winds still between 20 and 25 and gusting as high as 35. Then staying clear into Saturday night with our lows in the lower 20s. Northwest winds gusting as high as 30 miles per hour. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature early December, 46. Record high on this date, 72. The average low, 25, and the record low, 3 degrees. Sunrise this morning, 7:31. Sunset this evening at 5:05.
Is there such a thing as the perfect age or the prime of your life? A re-examination of those concepts today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, December 6th, the 340th day of the year. Jazz great Dave Brubeck was born on this day. And 76 years ago, Harry Truman dedicated Florida's Everglades National Park. If you've ever worried you were past the prime of your life, stop worrying. A Harvard professor says there really is no prime or an age where you peak in all measures of well-being. Physically, we're best at strenuous activities in our teens and 20s. But those in middle age and beyond tend to excel in activities requiring endurance. Mental abilities, too, rise and fall in waves. Memory functions decline, but more complex reasoning skills develop well into our later years. And the best news? Psychologists say we don't begin to hit peak happiness until we reach our 60s. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Trace Tull. The Kansas Jayhawks are now 8-1 on the season as Kevin McCullough Jr. paces Kansas to an 88-69 win over UMKC. KU led 44-30 at halftime as McCullough had 18 points and 6 rebounds. Kansas will now host Missouri in the Hy-Vee Hoops Border Showdown on Saturday with a tip-off at 4:15 p.m. That game will be broadcast on ESPN. Kansas State went into overtime for the third straight game last night, and they kept that magic going, defeating Villanova 72-71 in the Big East Big 12 battle. K-State now hits the road to play LSU on Saturday with a tip-off scheduled for 12:30. That game will be broadcast on the SEC Network. The Kansas City Chiefs announced on Tuesday morning that their all-pro quarterback Patrick Mahomes was named the team's nominee for the prestigious Walter Payton NFL Man of the Year Award. Mid-American Network Sports.
The Fox Kansas ICT Local Spotlight is shining a light on the amazing local businesses in Wichita to remind you to shop locally and support businesses like Little Buster's Sports Bar and Grill in Derby, Easy Credit Auto Sales, Biker's Edge Power Sports, Empire Tacos of Mulvane, Whiskey Dick's Bar and Grill, and Wynn Insurance. Wichita really does have it all. So keep your dollars close to home and let's continue to grow together by supporting these ICT local businesses.
Professional excavators and homeowners, safety always comes first, and safe digging is no accident. So before you begin your next digging project, Remember to call Kansas 811 to have your underground utility lines marked for free. Know what's below. Call 811 before you dig. So play it safe. Put down the shovel, pick up the phone, and call 811 first. This message is brought to you by Kansas 811, reminding you that no matter if your digging project is big or small, don't make a judgment call. Always call 811 before you dig.
K-State's offensive coordinator is highly sought after Colin Klein, who is wrapping up year number 10 on staff with Kansas State, has reportedly been offered jobs by multiple other Power 5 programs since the end of this regular season. Klein turned down an opportunity to become Penn State's offensive coordinator last week. Texas A&M offered him its offensive coordinator job on Tuesday. Also, Klein turned down the offensive coordinator job at Notre Dame last offseason. Two former KU men's basketball players will soon be given an everlasting honor by the program. KU basketball plans to retire the jerseys of both Thomas Robinson and Bill Skinny Johnson in the coming weeks. Robinson played three seasons at KU from 2009 to 2012. Robinson played five seasons in the NBA after his career at KU ended. Johnson played at Kansas from 1931 to 1933. He was an All-American and led the Jayhawks to three consecutive Big Six conference titles under head coach Fog Allen. Mid-America Network Sports.
Tuesday night basketball scores in girls action. Valley Heights beat Marysville 53-41. Frankfort over Northern Heights 56-21. Washington County girls took Pike Valley 51-37. Diller O'Dell over Thayer Central 52-50. Clay Center girls beat Beloit 56-43. Rock Creek over Abilene 44-26. And Riley County down Concordia 31-29. In boys play, Marysville took Valley Heights 57-46. Frankfort over Northern Heights 55-16. Washington County boys topped Pike Valley 55-42. Thayer Central over Diller O'Dell 32-17. Johnson County Central beat Southern 51-38. Beloit boys edge Clay Center 58-56. Abilene down Rock Creek 70-52. And Concordia took Riley County 67-46.
The Marshall County matchup on a Tuesday night between Marysville and Valley Heights. The Marysville boys pushed to 3-0 on the young season after a 57-46 win over Valley Heights. Marysville boys were paced by Willow Todd, who pitched in the 32 points, leading scorer for both squads, as coming off the bench, Paxton Vogt scored 9. Marysville jumped out to an early 14-6 lead at the end of the first quarter and never looked back as they pushed Valley Heights to their second straight loss, 0-2 on the season. The Mustangs were paced by Logan Gray and Royce Ekstrom with 9 points apiece, but it wasn't enough for the Mustangs as they could not overcome Willow Todd's 32 points on a Tuesday night to push the Marysville boys to 3-0 on the season, while Valley Heights drops to 0-2. The early contest in the girls game, the Valley Heights girls came out hot and continued that into the rest of the game, winning 53-41. The Lady Mustangs were paced by Delana Merck, who ended up with 19, 15 of those in the second half. Maggie Tober finished with 18 points, 14 of those in the first half. For the Marysville girls, they were paced by Lindsay Dressman, who ended up with 15 points, and Bella Rader, who had 14, but it wasn't enough as the Marysville girls dropped their first game of the season, falling to 2-1 on the young season, while the Valley Heights girls push on to 2-0. Reporting for KNDY Sports, this has been Max Blasky.
Houseplants and pets make wonderful additions to our homes, but keeping them both safe can be challenging. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Select plants that are safe for your pets. Consult the American Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals website for a list of pet-safe plants to grow and toxic plants to avoid. Adjust your gardening style to keep your plants safe from curious pets. Mulch the soil in large planters with chunky wood chips, decorative stones, or aluminum foil to prevent cats from using the planters as a litter box. Select a mulch that won't pose a danger to other pets that might be tempted to eat it and possibly choke or have it lodged in their mouths. Hang plants from the ceiling and wall brackets or set pots on high shelves out of the reach of curious animals. Prune long dangling stems that can tempt playful pets. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Save money and get free stuff. Seriously, download the CJ Go app before you fill up next time and earn exclusive deals and rewards. Earn points with every fill-up and redeem those points for dollars off your purchase. Download the CJ Go app and use it at all CJ Express locations. Join, shop, and save with CJ Express in Marysville and Frankfort.
Today we say hello to our listeners on KDHL in Faribault, Minnesota. Listeners there know there is one athlete put this town on the map. In fact, he's the only man from the state to date to win the Heisman Trophy. His story is this edition of the American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Why do some small towns thrive while others decline? What influences young people to live and work in some communities but not in others? How can local citizens work together to make a positive difference in their community? Andrew McCrae's latest book is here, The Total Town Makeover. Get your copy today at AmericanCountryside.com. Just click on Books at the top of the page. You'll find all of Andrew's books there, books like American Countryside, The Man Who Was President for a Day, and God's Perfect View. They're based on Andrew's radio broadcast and are perfect for you and make great gifts. Log on today at AmericanCountryside.com.
Make a trip to Faribault, Minnesota, and you'll likely see the name of Bruce Smith. Years may have passed, but his accomplishments are still remembered here.
From all accounts, he always had very evident athletic talent. We always look at his efforts on the Gophers and then when he did some time in the NFL, but even before that, it was very obvious that something was special about that guy.
Dave Nichols shares the story from the Historical Society here that chronicles the life of Smith, who graduated from the high school in Faribault in 1938 and then was a star halfback at the University of Minnesota.
Man, was he a bullet. You know, I've seen a few clips of him hooking it down the field that they happen to have, and whoo, I get it.
Smith was the standout in the Golden Gophers' back-to-back undefeated seasons of 1940 and 1941. In 1940 alone, he scored 3 game-winning touchdowns. At the conclusion of Smith's senior season, he won the Heisman Trophy, the only player from Minnesota to ever win the honor of Best College Football Athlete. Smith passed from cancer in 1967, and the family later sold the trophy. But in a sense, you can still see that trophy here at the Historical Society.
They will only ever make one trophy for each Heisman winner. However, because the first trophy was sold and kind of lost, Heisman made a second one just for us so that we can have it here.
But we've yet to mention perhaps the most interesting part of this story. For you see, Bruce Smith was on his way to accept the Heisman Trophy on December 7th, 1941. And the events of that day changed his acceptance speech and his life after college. It's next time as we travel the countryside in Faribault, Minnesota. I'm Andrew McCray.
Fertilizers are the new it product for all kinds of crops. Hi, I'm Jody Hinke. Stay tuned for tips on how to make sure you're not buying snake oil as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Control the toughest weeds with overlapping residuals. Lock in the longest-lasting control for your soybean fields. A pre-emergence application of an Authority brand herbicide plus a post-application of Anthem Max herbicide establishes the overlapping residual control key to safeguarding your soybean seasons. This pairing is a heavy-duty, economical strategy against Palmer amaranth, water hemp, kochia, and more. Visit your FMC retailer or lockin.ag.fmc.com today. Always read and follow all label directions.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
An increasing number of plant fertilizer products touting microbes as the primary active ingredient are being marketed to growers. Claims are made that they'll enhance anything from crop growth to nutrient uptake.
Matt Kleinhans is a professor and extension vegetable specialist at Ohio State University. He says biofertilizers, as one class of inputs, are very diverse.
Do they begin with, say, seaweed? Do they begin with a bacterium or fungus? Do they begin with a plant extract? Lots of different origins, lots of different end products, with all, though, reported or thought to enhance crop growth or production, perhaps especially under suboptimal conditions.
Oversight or regulation in the biofertilizer industry is inconsistent, and the effectiveness of many of these products is undocumented. To protect yourself, there are some key questions to ask when you're inquiring about a microbe-containing product, especially one containing microbes as the leading component.
A, what data or information can you share with me regarding the expected outcomes? B, what linkage could they establish, if any, between the components of the product and the expected or reported outcomes? Is it reasonable to assume that applying this chemical could have this reaction? What are the stepping stones to go from component A to outcome Z?
He recommends looking at research developed by a third party, if possible, and information that emphasizes on-farm outcomes over testing in much more controlled settings. Learn more about biofertilizers at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Way up in the sky, little lamb. The success story of Crave Brothers Farmstead Cheese, today on Farm to Fork. With its increased efficiency and lower fuel costs, ag producers know that propane is better for their bottom line. And now direct payouts can impact your bottom line with the Propane Farm Incentive Program. Participate and you could receive payouts like up to $5,000 for propane irrigation engines and prime power generators and up to $2,000 for propane building heat systems. Apply today at propane.com/farmincentive. Spring is just around the corner, and there's still time to upgrade to the latest technology from Ag Leader. From SureForce Downforce Control and SureSpeed High Accuracy Planting Systems to RightSpot Individual Nozzle Control for your sprayer, Ag Leader has you covered. Upgrade now and reap the benefits this season. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com. Crave Brothers Farmstead Cheese of Waterloo, Wisconsin is a national brand that evolved from a small dairy farm operated by brothers George and Charles Crave. As George tells it, he and Charles had been renting a small farm near Mount Horeb, Wisconsin, when they bought 210 acres near Waterloo and put in 80 cows. Brothers Tom and Mark joined the team during the 1980s, and they expanded through the years. Then George told his wife he wanted her to quit her two jobs at the time because he thought they should add a cheese factory to the business.
And she said, what? And my brother said, what? And I said, I think we need to do something other than commodity cow milking.
George says the first cheese plant was small, but now covers about two football fields. He says the farm encompasses 3,000 crop acres, and 2,000 cows are milked three times a day.
We've stuck our neck out quite a few times, and you do that, and you just have to make sure you see the end line and you figure out how to get there. And there's going to be different twists and turns in the road getting to success, but you just have to know you're going to have to maneuver them when you get to them and figure it out. And we've been really quite successful figuring it out and using a lot of the resources we do have available to us through the extension agents and consultants.
We'll continue the story tomorrow. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Serve something memorable this holiday season with Tony's Meat Market in Marysville. Prime rib for holiday dinners. Pre-order yours at Tony's. The best assortment of beef, chicken, pork, and seafood, also offering ice cold beer. Meat always fresh, never frozen all year round. Order your holiday meat and cheese trays for the party or as a gift for a special business, customer, or family member in town. Gift baskets or gift certificates available and perfect for everyone. Stop by Tony's Meat Market today along Highway 36 across from the Superwash in Marysville.
The Nordis Motor Company in Marysville have a couple of trade-in pickups. 2022 model Silverado 1500 models, an LTD High Country Edition, and LT Z71 Edition. They're each one-owner local trades. Plus a 2019 Chevy Silverado 1500 LT pickup priced under $35,000 at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, drought continues to be a major issue across the Mid-America region and here in the state of Kansas. And while things may be slowly getting better with some of the rain and even that heavy snow that we had received just over the past week or so, it's still relatively dry for many in the ag industry, and especially the cattle industry. Sat down with have talked about even trying to put their back out wheat shears.
Really haven't seen a whole lot of stuff like that up this way. I know further south, though, they've, I think, got enough moisture that the grass pasture cattle down there, you know, in northern Oklahoma, I believe, are coming on. But, or, you know, the people are buying them to turn out there. But up this way, I haven't really heard of a lot of people really trying to buy a bunch of wheat pasture calves like they sometimes would.
Good news is we at least got a little bit of moisture with some of the snow over the past week or so. Is that helping with some of the drought conditions, or is that still driving some people to take their herds out to slaughter because of the ongoing drought that's causing issues?
I wouldn't say massive. The moisture that we've gotten has helped. It hasn't just run a bunch of water yet to fill up ponds and like that for people. It's helped groundwater, I think, some maybe, and started some springs back going that maybe hadn't been going.
Sure.
But it's still pretty hit and miss. Some people are still, you know, without water. And some people, you know, have got quite a bit of runoff now. Once the snow melts and goes away, maybe that'll run quite a bit. But, you know, it had been so dry.
Right.
That everything that we got that could soak in was soaking in.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
Horse Trailer Sales, the one call you need to make to get the most trusted brands in landscaping, utility, livestock, and flatbed trailers. Plus, they can service all makes and models of trailers,
even the ones they don't sell.
And no matter whether it's a service or sales call, Horse Trailer stands behind their products with great prices and exceptional personal service.
Which is why they're proud to be family-owned and operated.
Horse Trailer Sales, 620-545-7292 or online at horsetrailers.com.
Horse Trailer Sales.
If agriculture is your background, then we want to talk to you. Right now, Steckline Communications is looking for a new member of our Ag Network sales team. In this fun and rewarding career, you'll spend your time working with businesses in the ag industry, helping them reach new customers. Send your resume to ddowns@manradio.com. That's ddowns at manradio.com. Why not spend your days doing something you love?
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by Agritech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hay producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
There could be several reasons why your electric fence isn't working. Take your time and check each component to find the culprit on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Control the toughest weeds with overlapping residuals. Lock in the longest-lasting control for your soybean fields. A pre-emergence application of an Authority brand herbicide plus a post-application of Anthem Max herbicide establishes the overlapping residual control key to safeguarding your soybean seasons. This pairing is a heavy-duty economical strategy against Palmer amaranth, water hemp, kochia, and more. Visit your FMC retailer or lockin.ag.fmc.com today. Always read and follow all label directions.
Get the latest ag news, markets, weather, and more when you sign up for today's news from Successful Farming. Register at agriculture.com/newsletter for today's news, the free Successful Farming e-newsletter. Once a day, you'll get an email packed with relevant news hitting the ag industry online and around the nation, along with the three big things happening today. Visit agriculture.com/newsletter to subscribe to today's news from Successful Farming.
Owns miniature horses, and when one of them is prancing through the bean field, it usually means an issue with the electric fence. Finding the problem with the fence can be quite an exercise, but there are specific faults to look for. Jennifer Smith is the marketing manager for Pennsylvania-based ElectricFenceCo.com. She says a quick visual check will indicate if there's a broken wire, an electric wire contacting a grounded wire, or a wire and post that were knocked down by an animal. If you can't find the problem, the best thing to have in your toolbox is a fence tester.
They will hold it up against the wire, and it will determine if there is a short in it, if it's hot or cold. If it's on, it does help if the material is, of course, on. And you'll just start from one end to the next, and you'll eventually find the short.
If a metal wire is broken, there are several twisting methods for putting it back together. Polywire can be knotted, or you can just replace the entire section of bad wire. It's also possible that a broken connector clip is the culprit, and they're inexpensive to replace. Check your energizer, but if the voltage reading is good, check the ground rods.
There are a variety of ground rods and ground plates that can be used to test the stability of the fence. Your ground rod is probably 90% of the electric fence, and so it is very important to make sure that that is stable and getting enough charge to the fence.
I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about troubleshooting the electric fence at agriculture.com.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster.
rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides. And rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
Ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, drought continues to be a major issue across the Mid-America region and here in the state of Kansas. And while things may be slowly getting better with some of the rain and even that heavy snow that we had received just over the past week or so, it's still relatively dry for many in the ag industry, and especially the cattle industry. Sat down with have talked about even trying to put their back out of wheat shears.
Really haven't seen a whole lot of stuff like that up this way. I know further south, though, they've, I think, got enough moisture that the grass pasture cattle down there, you know, in northern Oklahoma, I believe, are coming on. But, or, you know, the people are buying them to turn out there. But up this way, I haven't really heard of a lot of people really trying to buy a bunch of wheat pasture calves like they sometimes would.
Good news is we at least got a little bit of moisture with some of the snow over the past week or so. Is that helping with some of the drought conditions, or is that still driving some people to take their herds out to slaughter because of the ongoing drought that's causing issues?
I wouldn't say massive. The moisture that we've gotten has helped. It hasn't just run a bunch of water yet to fill up ponds and like that for people. It's helped groundwater, I think, some maybe, and started some springs back going that maybe hadn't been going.
Sure.
But it still is pretty hit and miss. Some people are still, you know, without water, and some people, you know, have got quite a bit of runoff now. Once the snow melts and goes away, maybe that'll run quite a bit. But, you know, it had been so dry.
Right.
That everything that we got that could soak in was soaking in.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
Horse Trailer Sales, the one call you need to make to get the most trusted brands in landscaping, utility, livestock, and flatbed trailers. Plus, they can service all makes and models of trailers,
even the ones they don't sell.
And no matter whether it's a service or sales call, Horse Trailer stands behind their products with great prices and exceptional personal service.
Which is why they're proud to be family-owned and operated.
Horse Trailer Sales, 620-545-7292 or online at horsetrailers.com.
Horse Trailer Sales.
If agriculture is your background, then we want to talk to you. Right now, Steckline Communications is looking for a new member of our Ag Network sales team. In this fun and rewarding career, you'll spend your time working with businesses in the ag industry, helping them reach new customers. Send your resume to ddowns@manradio.com. That's ddowns@manradio.com. Why not spend your days doing something you love?
Joined here on KNDY Radio with Sydney Feldman of the Nebraska Ag Expo, December 5th, 6th, and 7th. You can find more information at nebraskaagexpo.com. Sydney, a big topic of conversation in agriculture is the advancement of technology and innovative ways to go about that. How do you highlight that at the expo coming up?
Well, it's our second year of putting on an innovation hub within the Nebraska Ag Expo. So you'll find that in Pavilion 3. That's the very south pavilion of our show. And the innovation hub is the second year now, and it's grown even more. It will take up one-third of the building. That's about 30,000 square feet, and will include 75 innovative and technology companies showcasing their products and services that are going to be possibly new and some that are just getting started. And then there's some startups that will also exhibit in that area.
Talking again with Sydney Feldman of the Nebraska Ag Expo. Sydney, why was it important to bring all these innovative technologies together in one position? And more specifically, what will some of those products be?
It's there to put it all in one place for farmers and ranchers so they can kind of see it all and get their minds wrapped around what innovations and what softwares are coming their way, what products. Some of these farmers and ranchers are so busy in their daily lives that they are not getting off the farm to other shows to see those products. So we're bringing robotic lawnmowers, sworn drones. We're bringing autonomous equipment, a methane tractor. There's all sorts of innovative software companies in there, and much, much more. But see the Innovation Hub in Pavilion 3 at the Nebraska Ag Expo.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Allie Nippert. There are often many concerns for cattle's well-being in the colder months, and one thing that can create discomfort for them is lice. K-State veterinarian Greg Hanselcheck discusses why lice are a concern in cattle. He begins by explaining why this topic is important this time of year and possible management strategies.
Lice is in every herd. We can't eliminate it, but it is a wintertime issue. It's a November to March is when we see the what we call lice outbreaks, where animals start scratching, start tearing up equipment, start losing their hair, and those kind of things. So about the only thing we can do is just use chemicals to put on the cows and the calves to control it this time of year. And there's several ways to do it. You can use back rubbers, you can use injectables, we can use pour-ons to control both kinds of lice.
Hanselcheck emphasizes why reading the label on lice products is important.
So a lot of products are labeled to do it, to repeat it in 2 to 4 weeks. And the reason that is it has no effect on the eggs, which we call nits. So these lice lay their eggs and attach it to the hair follicles. And most of our products just kill the adults. And so within a couple of weeks, those nits will hatch, and now we've got another population. And so that's why for a lot of products, it's recommended that we re-administer the product. Some products are labeled for just one administration, so I would just look on the label, and if it says two, go two. If it says one, then just use one.
He shares basic information about lice and lists steps producers can take when managing it.
It's pretty species-specific, so bovine is going to stick with bovine. We don't really have to worry about the horses. They've got their own lice issues, so it's species-specific. And lice do not like warm weather. That's why we don't see the breaks in the spring and summer and fall. But they do like cooler temperatures, and then when we get animals closer together to calve and those kind of things, that's what they're doing. They're spreading the lice to each other. So number one is I would recommend that every animal becomes deloused this time of year. And it's really important if you're like me and you're running the chute and you let one out without it being administered, it's probably a good idea to get that animal back in and use a pour-on on her, because those animals could be the carriers and they could be the ones that are going to start another lice outbreak. So, again, just every year, know you should do it somewhere in October, November, and everybody's going to be fine.
That was Kansas State University veterinarian, who is the Director of Production Animal Field Investigations in the College of Veterinary Medicine, Greg Hanselcheck, on why lice are a concern in cattle this time of year. Getting control of the parasite is valuable for the animal's comfort, as it can potentially cause the animal to not perform as well, creating lower gain. I'm Allie Nippert, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
chance of life. Peace on earth, goodwill to men. And the best they'll be in. Like a father's being. With our hearts we'll hear it.
Put it on two stations, 1570 and 94.1 FM, KNDY, and K231 AX, Marysville.